Broadcasting from Foothill College, this is KFJC Los Altos Hills. Miss Tiza in the studio with Kaiser Soze. How's
hello,
it going?
Hello, it's going good.
Yeah, we're excited. We're getting ready for Cutso of the Finger Bangers, who's going to be joining us in just a few minutes to chat about what's going on with him. In the meanwhile, I'd like to introduce some listeners to Cutso and the Bangers, formerly known as the Finger Bangers, off of their Virus album out in, wait, let me check what year this was here. think this was like 2000 something, 2003 or 2004. We're going to get right on it. The name of this track is Unheard Of. This is 89.7 FM, KFJC.
You're making us all feel very excited about being here. Thank you very much for your enthusiasm. Thank you.
Thank you. sheer desperation everywhere. Downtown, them bust the gun, and the people them a run. And the war just a rage, man, them page by the page. I'm a lover, make me suffer, make me feel like in a gutter. God bless the heart when I suffer them a thought. So my heart just a beat and a pulse with the heat, and my mind showing sign of a downright decline. And the children want to know, mama, who is my father too? Little Johnny 21, never holding father on. Daddy gone abroad, and I remember back a yard. Now all me do is cry, must the children really die? And the food, and the rent, and the light, what a plight. The mother them a call, for the picnic them a ball. If the cry of this a life, full of misery and strife.
Yeah, there we are. KFJC, Miss T's in the studio. Miss T's along with Kaiser Soze. We're joining Kutso. How's it going?
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I'm really appreciating you taking the time out of your busy schedule to come down to the KFJC studios.
During the days, I'm just at home watching Netflix and getting my stuff together for the night. So.
Nice.
Monday's actually a great day. So.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah. Maybe I'll have you back again.
Anytime. You have my number.
I do.
It never changes.
No, same here.
Cool.
Well, as long as I have you in here, we're planning on having you perform live in a little while. Yeah. But I do want to let listeners know how to catch up with what's going on with you and tell them what's happening in the near future with you and your crew.
If you log on to our site, thebangers.com, you can always find the latest news and the latest treats and stuff that we put out. But right now, there's so much going on with the crew. Like, tomorrow in L.A., Wheezy, Square Wheezy from The Bangers, Aaron, you might remember him.
Yes.
He's going to be doing his debut set at the Low End Theory in L.A., which is, like, the gig of all gigs.
Right.
For, like, live beat producers and stuff. And this is, like, Wheezy's field. So we're really excited about that. We're going to go down there and check him out.
Nice.
And then got the Vegas show over at Monte Carlo, Muse IC with the Jabberwockies.
Yeah, I saw the write-up in our South Bay periodical about the Bangers. Talk about that. How was that experience?
Just the Metro?
Just press.
The whole... Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, no, I'm more or less referring to like working with the Jabberwockies because you guys have been working with them for a long time.
Yeah, actually, we've officially been working with them for the last 3 years. Just kind of like after the whole America's Best Dance Crew thing, they wanted to kind of have like an exclusive production, you know, outfit to like really like dial in their sounds and go with their site. So they called us, and it actually dates back to about 2003 when Virus came out.
Right.
Yeah.
I was 2003.
Yeah. No, you got it. But yeah, they kind of formed the crew. They formed the Jabberwockies the same time that album came out. So they use a couple of the songs on the album to kind of like as the foundation for their style. So, you know, fast forward to 2008, just kind of like, you know, sealing the deal, as it were. So.
Yeah, that was a great year for them and for you guys. I mean, the collaboration just seems natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And if no one's ever seen the Jabberwockies perform, I definitely suggest you do some internet browsing.
In a netting.
But let's refocus on you guys. So you guys have a packed schedule this month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else besides... well, I guess let me back up one second and talk about... the show in Vegas. So you've collaborated with them now.
Yep.
And they have their own dance show in Vegas. Where's that at again?
That's at the Monte Carlo.
Monte Carlo. How pimp is that?
Yeah.
I bet they're proud. You guys proud?
Yeah, it's awesome. It was kind of surreal to watch the show because it started at the MGM last year and then they moved to the Monte Carlo. And it was just kind of surreal to, you know, see a Vegas show that revolved around hip hop, but not only that, but it was our music.
Yeah.
So, you know, all this stuff that we've been making over the years, it just sort of like kind of came, it was like the culmination of like all this crazy music that we've been making, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Cause you guys definitely have a distinctive style.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not just the scratch crew.
Yeah.
But your roots might have stemmed from some of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I guess, you know, we can catch listeners up with some of your history.
Yeah.
Now's the perfect time.
Definitely, for sure.
So, I've known you. You've been around for many years, over a decade at least. But how did you get started? I mean, because I'm really thinking, like, if you're reaching out to kids and someone who's, like, so fascinated with the culture or DJing.
Yeah.
Let's hear your backstory.
It was, you know, like a lot of the people, like growing up in the east side of San Jose, there was a lot of mobile DJs. That was a huge thing at the time in San Jose. It was like the mobile DJ scene. And that was like around probably like 1993 that I was like really, you know, really decided that I wanted to be a DJ. And my brother, who was a dancer at the time, used to kick it with like one of the best DJ crews in San Jose. And, A Touch of Evolution, by the way, who one of the members, EJ, ended up becoming a charter member of the Bangers, Finger Bangers, as it was back then.
Right.
But, it was just kind of like, you know, like all these DJ battles were starting to take place at record shops and at car shows. And, you know, we decided to just, like, a bunch of us, like, everyone in the crew, we were all, you know, going to the same high school. And we all knew that we were interested in DJing, but it wasn't until, like, maybe like our junior, senior year where we were like, let's just get all the best DJs in school and start a crew and just do battles. And
that's where it started.
That's where it started.
I recall that. I remember you were a young one.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my 18th birthday.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
So we won't talk about how old you are now, but, but it's been a while.
You already said over a decade.
What a career. I know. Well, to be your age and still have a career that's that strong and to start it so young just goes to show that if, you know, you're in high school and you're out there listening right now to KFJC or, you know, you check this out later. It's never too young to start. And kids
never.
Are way more hip to the game now than ever.
There's so many more avenues, too, with the internet.
More resources.
Like absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm curious because the DJ battle scene used to be a little bit more all ages, and now it's not as much. But I know we had a recent battle that happened in the Bay Area. I forget what it was called. It's like last week or something, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Was it the one at Fahrenheit?
Yeah.
Like? Yeah, those are more like geared towards like, you know, the club DJ scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's not more like back, you know, when we used to do the DMCs and the ITF battles where it was just all about skills and, you know, tricks and scratching, juggling, stage presence, all that stuff. That's now it's more of like a mix battle.
Right.
Which is cool because you can fit so much into your 15-minute slot that you have. You know, whereas in the DJ battle scene that we came up in, the more competitive scene, it was like 6 minutes, a 6 minutes showcase set, or you had a minute and a half against like somebody. So it was like a head to head battle.
Yeah, so, that had to be intense.
Like in Juice.
Right.
Except you're not cutting each other off.
And you guys back then were battling people who already were established in some ways and older. So, but you went full force. I mean, you've established yourselves as, you know, having careers.
Yeah.
And I think that's remarkable.
Cool. cool. Yeah. So we've always had like a really like kamikaze approach to things. Like, what do we have to lose? Let's just go all in. You know?
Yeah, all in. I like that.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the DJ battle scene now? Like you said, it's more mixing, and you get a little bit more time. Mm-hmm. That there's definitely more electronics and the mixers and that sort of thing. So you think that it's even more creative than it was then?
Well, I mean, with technology now, with DJ technology especially, like there's so much you can do with it. You can get really creative with it on the fly, or you know, prepare some, like you can make your own edits. So it just you know, expands the whole game by like 10,000.
Yeah,
but it's at the same time, kind of looking back at where, you know, and not to sound like a bitter old man, but you know, we used to have to dig for these records.
Yes.
You know, but that just provided a solid foundation for the digital age, and now people are getting really creative with it. So I mean, it's awesome to see, especially with the mix battles, you know, because you have 15 minutes.
Yeah.
How do you keep people interested in you for 15 minutes?
Right.
You know.
How do you
pull out all the stops and go all in?
Yeah.
Kamikaze style.
Yeah. No. Well, I'm definitely enjoying this conversation.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This is like when we used to talk at your house.
Yeah.
Late nights.
We used to sit around, have these chats, and reminisce.
Yeah.
The golden eras.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Both like total hip hop nerds.
Yeah.
In the night.
Yes. So where do you think the future of the, you know, the scene maybe in the South Bay or the Bay Area goes? Because there's a lot of strength in the Bay Area's hip hop scene. Mm-hmm. It always has been.
Well, there's a lot going on in San Jose alone.
Yeah.
Like with music, there's a bunch, you know, we have a lot of like really awesome bands in San Jose, with the Mumblers, Charming Crooks, you know, and like a ton of really talented DJs that are coming up, like young cats that are super hungry and super creative.
Yeah, you want to shout out to some of them?
Yeah, absolutely. Bevmo Crew, those are the homies. A couple more are actually supposed to come with us, but you know, they're at work. But shout out to you guys, Bevmo. I actually do a party with them, with some of those guys, at Zahn in Mountain View on Fourth Fridays.
There you go.
It's kind of like a, you know, loosely like funk party night, so
nice.
We like to get a little funky and nasty in there.
So. I like the funk.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, there's the Hella Proper Crew. They're, you know, they have this day party that they're doing at Motif in downtown on Sundays, and
nice.
Call Last Call, and the KSJS folks are involved. Like everybody in the DJ scene in San Jose are involved in this whole party. So
yeah.
It's been a lot of fun. And then, of course, you know, our nights, the bangers. Golden Child, last night over at Cardiff, second and fourth Sundays at Cardiff Lounge, Return of the Boom Zap, which is an amazing night. It's a lot of like really heavy experimental electronic music, dubstep, glitch, instrumental stuff, just anything really hot and heavy, like super just big music. And like, you know, I don't know if you ever, you know, actually fully experienced the sound system at Cardiff.
No, not myself personally.
Yeah.
I'm sure there might be some listeners out there.
Face too. Burning.
Like, yeah.
You could feel the warmth from the subs. It's pretty crazy.
So you got to be taking like glitch and that sort of thing to another level. Because I mean, I mean, you hear that on KFJC, but it's not quite like you'd present it. So it's a whole other experience for KFJC listeners.
No. Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to go down.
We're going to get heavy today, so.
Awesome. I can't wait. Well, do you have any new stuff you want to play?
Yeah, actually, I can play some cuts off of the new Bangers album.
That sounds fantastic. Why don't I jump into something real quick, and then we'll bring you back on. We'll talk about what you got to play and
catch
up a little bit more.
Gravity.
All right. For listeners out there, this is Miss Teeza with Last Night a DJ Saved My Life, and I'm speaking with Cutso, and we're joined by my trainee, Kaiser Soze.
Hey.
89.7 FM, KFJC is what you're listening to.
And they're supposed to be more like a robotic talking, where they are real cold, and they say in the men in black are the ones who always pop up first and know everything about you when you're supposed to have said you see in a real cold, or especially in the 40s and on up, when they were trying to keep everything suppressed with the Roswell incident, or anybody else who has seen any type of UFO incident after the 40s. But then there's been research saying there's been all different type of things, and seen some type of men in black from ancient days on up, trying to quiet different things that's been seen.
They don't got no laws to make music. They just do what they gotta do. And they supposed to be keeping a check on all the aliens who are on the planet, knowing where they should stay at, what zones that they could go in and out of. And if they cross the zones, then Men in Black would go looking for them, you know, to keep Earth safe from the scums of the universe. And that's what they said. But according to the truth, then, was to keep a lot of Earthlings their mouths shut and speaking of certain things they might have seen. You know, whether it was UFOs coming from outer space or UFOs coming, you know, man-made or made on the planet. We'll be right back.
Thank you. The hippies and the beats smoke undisturbed. Mixing the strong but rough local product with shreds of tobacco, they pass a wooden pipe or chillum from hand to hand. Only rasping coughs break the peaceful silence.
Miss Tiza back here with Kutso and Kaiser Soze on the controls.
Holler.
How's everyone?
We're good.
That's not a cliche statement.
How are things?
How are things? Yeah, so we've been taking some notes. We're getting ready for you to go on.
Yeah.
But what do you got for me? What do you want to talk about? It's all about you.
I mean... The bread and butter is DJing, of course, so we all, you know, everyone in the crew has their residencies.
Yeah, so let's hear about that.
So, Genio de Amor, which is my night, it's second Fridays at Johnny V's, and I also do it with two of my good buds, DJ Sigo and Smooth Grooves, and they had a party at Temple called The Pickup, which is all house on Wednesday nights, and once they... jump ship from Temple, we joined forces, and now we're doing Genio de Amor and The Pickup at Johnny V's on second Fridays. Yeah, so it's like all a really like super dancey kind of up tempo night, you know, letting loose, getting funky, getting dirty.
Nice.
Yeah,
dropping it
pretty much dropping as low as we can to the ground.
Great.
Yeah.
So, what else?
Boom Zap, that's a Golden Child's night, the electro night, dubstep, experimental, all that, at Cardiff on second and fourth Sundays. I do first and third Sundays at Cardiff. Not really named yet. It's just more of just a Sunday kick at night. And we also do every Wednesday at Cardiff with Rubber Soul with our homies DJ Nappy and Wen Davis and me and Golden Child. And we also do every Thursday at Los Gatos Bar and Grill with it's Remedy, Wen Davis, Nappy, me, Golden Child, and G-Rex.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's the whole weekend starting from Wednesday.
And there's more.
Let's hear it.
We got the treatment on third Thursdays at Johnny V's, right? Third Thursdays, guys? Did I screw that up? The treatment. Square Wheezy, Dan Diggity, DJ Shea, and Arcade. They throw this live beat night, sort of like the San Jose equivalent to the low end.
Nice.
So a lot of live performances, like really gnarly DJ sets, fun stuff. Awesome. And that's what I was, you know, like earlier, like there's so much going on in San Jose. Like, it's the great thing about it is we're sort of like building the new template. So everybody's kind of throwing in unique sounds and, you know, different genres into the mix instead of, you know, because we've, as you know, as San Jose, you know, kids, we've had to, you know, abide by sort of like, you know, what was hot in the clubs.
Right.
But now that the clubs don't really exist anymore.
Right.
Kind of build. It's like the post-apocalyptic sort of deal in San Jose where everybody's just kind of throwing into the pot.
But it's nice to roll in like Mad Max and,
yeah,
and take it over and make it your own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and that's why it's so inspiring right now. San Jose, it's such a good time for San Jose, especially, you know, not just with the music scene, but also, you know, with like, you know, the clothing brands and the businesses.
Right.
You know, like
art community and all that.
Yeah, especially the art community.
Like, you're collaborating with people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We, you know, we're heavily involved with Kukui Clothing. Shout out to Kukui. The Usuals, close friend Mike and Mari, they opened up a shop. They have a little boutique, and they also have art shows there every second Friday.
Right, and that's on the Alameda in San Jose,
yep.
Like border Santa Clara-ish.
Yep. And there's also, you know, like Breezy Excursion. Those are the homies right there. We do stuff with them. We do events with them, and we do parties. They hook it up with really dope gear. Nice. Congratulations to them, by the way. Lil Wayne was just spotted with a Breezy Excursion shirt, and that's big.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, and then Clout Magazine.
Clout,
we're heavily involved with Clout. We do shows with them, too. And I've actually been collaborating with a really talented MC in San Jose named Ray Resurrection.
Right.
And, you know, he's been grinding it out for, you know, some years now. And
yeah.
He's starting to gain a lot of, like, love on the internet. Like,
I did
all
see
around
some,
the world,
yeah.
So.
I spotted that Clout Ray Resurrection video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Spreading.
Shout out to James Garcia and Marco Boccasio on the video tips.
Nice.
But, yeah.
That's a lot.
There's a lot going on.
So, Wednesday, what's the next day? Wednesday, are you guys playing? Because it was that second and third, or first and third Wednesdays.
Yeah, actually Tuesday nights. I play Tuesday nights over at Otis in San Francisco. A party called Hotline.
Nice.
All R&B.
All R&B.
Yeah, from all eras, all makes and models, everything, just as long as it's R&B and soul.
I want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holler. I'll pick
R&B.
You up.
Hey.
So shout out to all the homies at Hotline. And also, I just actually just dropped a mixtape with DJ Mama Bear from
That's
San Francisco.
That's right. Yeah. Talk about that. How did that happen?
Well, me and Mama Bear, we corresponded, you know, over Facebook and stuff. And, you know, we have a lot of mutual friends. So finally we, you know, met one day and we've been super close ever since. Like, we're like totally like joined at the hip when it comes to music.
Nice.
Like, you know, we have our funky side. We have our like very goth and new wave side. We have our, you know, super gutter hip hop side. And like, we just like, she's just an amazing soul. And like, you know, it was like kind of natural for me and her to, you know, come together and do
collab.
A project. Yeah.
Yeah. So if listeners out there are interested, where can they pick that up?
You can pick up, the mixtape is called Getting to Know You, DJ Kutso and Mama Bear. And you can pick that up at True in San Francisco, at Fabricate in San Francisco, and The Usuals in San Jose. Copies are going fast. I don't even know. Maybe I'm even like advertising, you know, a sold out CD right now. But we're going to have some more copies pressed up in a couple weeks. So you can always log on to thebangers.com, or you can find me on Twitter at Kutso, and give you the lowdown on the throwdown.
Yeah, I'm excited. So anything else to add in? I'm sure the list keeps growing.
The list gets big, and you know, we'll be here for a minute, but let's get busy for now.
Well, let me ask you a question right before you go do that.
Sure.
I want to know what you have in your music archive that is just like your go-to favorite
right now.
Uh-huh.
like of all time ever.
Yeah, or like, okay. Three things if you can't pick one.
Paul's Boutique by the Beastie Boys is like my number one album. I own that in all formats. I have a book on it. I've read a couple books on it. I have t-shirts. I want to be buried in those t-shirts.
Nice.
With all copies of Paul's Boutique.
Awesome.
But,
Well, how about this question? What's blowing your mind right now? Something new that you're just like, what? Where'd this come from? I need it. Or, you know, you want to be doing something like that. Like, where the future is leading you?
I mean, to be honest, I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there that I really, really love. Onra is awesome. I've actually been waiting on Sebastian's new album. Sebastian, I don't know if you guys play like Ed Banger stuff here, but I just saw the trailer for his album Total today.
Oh,
Sebastian,
yeah.
And it's mind-blowing. Like, it just melted my mind. So that's actually what got me juiced up for today, too.
Oh, really? Well, you've got some you're going to
Oh, yeah. I'll
lay
drop
down.
Some in the set. And then
nice.
I'm going to drop some exclusives, too. I have some edits and some original production stuff, some bangers remixes. I got everything. So
nice. Well, to all the people listening, this is Miss Cheeza, and last night a DJ saved my life, and we're chatting with Cutso of the Bangers.
Ow.
And you had a crew that was possibly going to be able to make it, which unfortunately we know things happen. You guys are obviously busy.
Yeah.
You know, someone might be nursing a little Sunday is the new Friday hangover.
that's me. That would be me. No.
But you're the champ. You're here.
Yeah, no, I couldn't miss this. Come on.
Nice. I really appreciate
it. It's almost like tradition.
So. I know. Well, and we only have you for a short period of time because I know your schedule is busy. So if you are ready to head down to the pit, we'll get something going on the turntables while you set up.
Let's get busy.
All right. This is KFJC 89.7 FM, and I'm here with Kaiser Soze, my engineer at the boards, and Cutso is going to be on in just a few minutes.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Try to make it to portray it to be like a joke. But there's a heavy book out called The Case Book of the Men in Black by Jim Keefe, where he's researching throughout time when people had come to see these different types of beings, but they don't know what they is, what they are. Police cops of the cops. CIA or something to do with the military. A lot of people are still trying to find out to these days what exactly are men in black. There's many people speaking of beings in black. You know, the men in black is the ones of today, more dressed in a black suit, and they're supposed to be more like a robotic talking where they are. And it's saying the men in black are the ones who always pop up first and know everything about you when you're supposed to have said you seen a real phone, or especially in the 40s and on up when they were trying to keep everything suppressed with the Roswell incidents, or anybody else who has seen any type of UFO incident after the 40s. But then there's been research saying it's been all different type of beings and seen some type of men in black from ancient days on up, trying to acquire different things that they've been seen. They ain't got no laws or regulations, they just do what they gotta do. And they're supposed to be keeping a check on all the aliens who are on the planet. Knowing where they should stay at, what zones that they could go in and out of. And if they cross the zones, then the men in black would go looking for them. You know, to keep Earth safe from the scums of the universe, is what they said. But according to the truth, then, it was to keep a lot of Earthlings their mouth shut. And speaking of certain things they might have seen, you know, whether it was UFOs coming from outer space or UFOs coming from that man-made or made on the planet.
Ketamina, mina, 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 ketamina, mina, 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 ketamine, ami, nami, nami, na. She's so fine and crystalline. Black Barbie, she can go go. Black Barbie, no, she never say no. Black Barbie, she can go go. Black Barbie, no, she never say no. Ketamine, she's so fine and crystalline. Washing up, she likes to do the washing up, washing up, washing up, she likes to do the washing up, washing up, washing up, she likes to do the washing up, washing up, washing up, she likes to do the washing up.
Bye. You gon' get some, like a shotgun, like a shotgun.